This is KNKX News. We're going to check in now with Point Roberts, Washington. The community is part of Whatcom County, but by land, it's connected only to Canada. And the fire chief there wants to test hundreds of people for COVID-19, regardless of whether they have symptoms. Fire Chief Christopher Carlton says the tests were provided by Northwest Laboratories in Bellingham, and he told me earlier today that his goal is to test a cross-section of the community for COVID-19, hopefully at least 400 people.
And right now we have 137 people as of yesterday tested in our community. We're doing another testing this Sunday. I hope to be able to bring up the antibody test once it reaches mainstream production and see if we have a number of people within the community that are carriers but asymptomatic.
Do you know how many cases Point Roberts has seen so far?
Right now, at the time of this interview, I know of no positive COVID households within Point Roberts. Whatcom County Health Department is not necessarily sharing that information with us. So if someone went to the mainland and was tested and ended up being positive, I necessarily wouldn't know that information at this time. We're working with Whatcom County Health Department to expand our ability to gain that information so we can support those individuals within our communities around this county at succeeding at that isolation time that they're going to need at home.
Does the geography of Point Roberts mean that you have kind of a purer sample of people?
I would agree with that. I believe our community is protected because you have to go through customs, both Canadian customs and the United States customs checkpoints when you come and go. So that does add us a particular level of extra protection. And with the non-essential orders that are in place in both countries, that's adding to that as well. You can still come into Point Roberts by boat or by small aircraft into our airport, and that doesn't require crossing the 49th parallel, in other words, going into Canada. The other perspective of this is I believe all of my community members are doing extremely well in following the recommendations for self-isolation, staying away from people when they're out in public, wearing some type of face covering, and doing their part to help make sure our community is hopefully safe during this pandemic.
How will the tests be carried out? What happens if I want a test?
So at this time, we use the nasal route, and I publish newsletters to our community, and those that are wanting to test need to send me an email with their address, date of birth, their phone number, and their names. We're, at this point, able to test 2 members per household. And we have a drive up at the fire hall. We normally get those tests back within 24 hours, and then I make phone calls to everyone, whether they're positive or negative. I call them and let them know their results personally.
I would imagine, like any place, people are reacting to the pandemic in a variety of ways. You said that you've been happy with the way people are following the guidelines about self-isolating and whatnot, but what have you heard from people about how they're coping?
I think in my community, everybody's coping pretty well. I haven't heard any complete negativity during this process of the isolation directives that are in place. We're keeping in contact with each other. Obviously, a lot of our meetings have gone to social media platforms. And we have community meetings that are on social media platforms now, too. So everybody's doing well. I'm very proud of my community and within the resiliency that they have. We have gone through a lot within storms and power outages throughout the years. And everybody is extremely resilient. And I look forward to the future. We all look forward to getting over this and moving on to what people are calling maybe a new normal. But overall, my community is pretty positive.
Well, Fire Chief Christopher Carlton, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your time as well.